And hello from an undisclosed location somewhere in North America. This is your weekly live Truth Be Told Minuteman Report, and I am your Truth Be Told Minuteman, Robert Hensley. Again, coming at you live from wherever I damn well please. Hope everyone's been having a great last week, a great weekend. I had so much fun digging into today's topic because I dig history. I love kind of getting into this stuff. And this one was, you know, you hear about it, right? I've heard about it in the past. People talk about it, and then you're not really sure like what it means exactly. And this one was kind of special, right? So today's topic, we are talking about the evil eye, right? So this is the curse that endures. This is an ancient curse that has been around for millennia. They say that it started in ancient Greece and Rome 3,000 years ago, and that it was kind of picked up by other civilizations around the Mediterranean, so the cradle of civilization, if you will. You'll see things like pottery, especially Turkish sailors. Anything that has to do with water, you'll see these kind of eye designs on their boats. And the reason for this is that to protect yourself from the evil eye is to have these talismans and things that look like an eye, right? So we've all seen this kind of blue glass with the eye in the center. Those are Turkish amulets, by the way, talismans, if you will. And it returns the gaze. So it pushes the evil eye away. So what is the evil eye, right? So, and this is where it gets tricky, and this is why it has endured for so long, is that the evil eye has nothing to do with someone giving you the stink eye. I mean, it could, but it's not necessary. The evil eye actually is a side effect of jealousy. So if you are talking about something you've done, if someone looks at you in a way that they covet what you have or what you're doing or the way that you live your life, even if they're a good person, a kind person, even if they have just a moment of jealousy, that can cast the evil eye upon you. And they say that, you know, with the evil eye comes a number of health ailments, sour stomach, throwing up, insomnia, anxiety, fatigue. It can affect animals. It can affect houses, cars, anything, right? So the evil eye doesn't necessarily have to be cast on a person. It can be cast on anything. And again, it all comes from someone being jealous or coveting what it is that they see. You know, in certain countries, it's even like say their children are dancing in a recital and you say, "Oh, you did such a wonderful job." Those parents in some countries may actually pull you aside and ask you to spit in their child's face, because what you've done is you've invited others to look at their children with jealousy. You've given their child praise, and that has put a target on their back. So if you spit in the child's face, which is humiliation, then it wards off the evil eye, right? And in some cultures, they have these little kind of mojo, I guess, if you were mojo bags that are kind of a red fabric shaped like a heart, and then inside is like iron and a piece of wool and another piece of red fabric and a couple, and those things are kind of stitched into or pinned into the clothing of children to help protect them, because apparently children are very, very, very susceptible to the evil eye. You know, and growing up, I remember like people saying like, "Oh, they're giving you the evil eye." They always meant that it was the stink eye, but which is not the same thing. Those people are just rude. But the evil eye itself is very much, part and parcel with people being jealous of you. Which, again, if you don't have to be an evil person to cast the evil eye, And if you can do it unintentionally, right, meaning that you don't have any ill intent and you didn't mean to cast it, then there's no way around it, right? Because it could happen at any time from any person. And so if you are, in some cultures, if you are thought to be a person who is able to cast the evil eye, that kind of puts a cloud of suspicion over your entire family. It can be very harmful to your, to yourself, to your family's standing. And there have been cases throughout the years, and these are not just old cases. These are even recent cases of people being beaten and killed because they thought that that person had cast the evil eye. So I think that if we want to end this curse, if we want to stop the evil eye from spreading and to keep this curse from enduring as long as it has, then we should practice not being jealous, with being happy with what we have and understanding that what we have is enough and what other people have is good for them, but we've got what we need. And to remember that with intention, right, that we are meant to be unintentional, right? If it has nothing to do with us, it has nothing to do with us. There's no jealousy, there's no worry, and hopefully maybe that will end the curse of the evil eye. I don't know. It was really interesting. If you get a chance to read about the evil eye, it's such a difficult curse to nail down and to figure out how to end it or how to take the curse away because, again, you just don't know who's casting it and it doesn't take ill intent to make it happen. So that, ladies and gentlemen, is the evil eye. The curse that endures. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Truth Be Told Minuteman Report. We are here every Monday live from at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern. And of course, there are two more times this week to find new Truth Be Told content. Bonnie will be here on Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific with Truth Be Told Transformation. And of course, Tony has the original Truth Be Told live on Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern. And this week he's got, Darcy Weir, the documentary filmmaker who's talking about secret space UFOs. So it's all about kind of the long-running kind of, it's a conspiracy, a cover-up with the government where they've, you know, they've had alien technology for a really long time. And so a lot of our aerospace technology has actually come from this, what we've gleaned from secret space UFOs. So that's a really interesting coming up on Friday on Tony's show. And and if you're looking for really interesting gift ideas, please feel free to visit us on www.truthbetoldworldwide and shop our merch store. If you like the content that you're seeing here on YouTube, please feel free to like, share it, make sure that you subscribe so that you always know when there is new content coming. And if you have an idea for a story for Truth Be Told Minuteman, or even if there's something you want maybe Tony to look into for his Friday shows, let us know. You can email me at you can email me at reportminuteman@gmail.com. And again, if it's for Tony, just throw it in the title for Tony and I'll make sure that he gets it. And have a great week, everyone. And this is Robert Hensley, your Truth Be Told Minuteman, signing out. Until next time.